In the popular History Channel show, Vikings, Norse explorers row across oceans in longships, conquering and settling in new territories. But at the big Viking day camp, the activities are a little bit different.
One week I'm really excited for is our Disney Pixar week. And so we're going to have Disney-themed activities. We're going to have crafts like making Mickey Mouse ears. We're going to be doing Disney skits, and we're going to have Disney karaoke. And so that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's Natalie Bell. She's one of two new interns at the Petersburg Parks and Recreation Department.
I'm excited to be here to actually apply what I've learned.
Kendall Smith is the other intern. She's doing her undergrad at Brigham Young University of Idaho. Before the pair landed in Petersburg, they were already planning the summer activities for the big Viking day camp.
Natalie and I just kind of had a big, like, brain dump session over Skype one day before we were even up here, and we planned a lot of this.
We'll do indoor canoeing and kayaking and swimming and gym time and bounce houses. We've got it all.
Kendall and Natalie have immersed themselves in the local culture. They've gone halibut fishing and hiking. They say it's starting to feel familiar.
Me and Kendall were joking about this the other day that usually when I travel, I miss the mountains. When she travels, she misses the water. And so we kind of have both right here, which is really nice. So we still kind of feel at home.
But what about that name, Big Viking Day Camp?
We both kind of wondered the same thing when we got here. And once we got here, we realized how much of an influence Little Norway is.
Yeah, it seems like it's just sort of to reflect the community and let the community know that this is a program made for their kids.
The camp will feature an Ancient Ancestors Week, where kids can learn about the town's Norwegian roots. For KFSK, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.